Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing great.
Dude, I was so bummed that your driver got knocked out early in the race, Jimmy Johnson.
You know, I was bummed too, but there's a saying when it comes to racing, and that's just racing.
I like the attitude. Tell us about yesterday and how great that day was for you down at Darlington.
Oh, I think I'm still, it hasn't really sank in yet. Just seeing my name above his car and then experiencing it with my son yesterday after we've been apart for about 10 weeks. And then Darlington is such a historic track in NASCAR. So to see him not just race, but to lead laps at such a historic track, that just meant so much to my son and I.
The video that you put up of when you were reunited with your son was pretty awesome, man. Tell us what it was like, you know, to be away from him for 10 weeks while you were battling COVID.
It was hard. You know, I went down maybe twice and spent an hour with him, but it was like social distancing. So we were 6 feet from each other the whole time. But, you know, after I'd recovered from COVID and I knew that, I was feeling a lot better. And his mom was kind of like, yeah, let's do this again. He's missed you. It was just unbelievable to just wrap my arms around him. It was probably the best feeling in the world. just knowing that I had beaten it, it was like a celebration this weekend for both of us.
Michael, how was your fight with COVID?
You know, the first couple of days were really rough. It was definitely something that I never expected it to be the way it was. And then the recovery part was the part I did not expect more than anything. It felt like having mono back in high school. I slept for like 18 hours a day for about a week.
Wow.
Are you back to 100%?
Absolutely. I went back to work last Sunday and worked the midnight shift and felt great and still feeling great and head back to work tomorrow, but on the morning shift. So
yesterday with NASCAR, you know, they did the Real Heroes 400 at Darlington. And I saw you very quickly when they did like the opening where they had everyone say, gentlemen, start your engines. How cool was that to say the famous words in NASCAR?
That was awesome. They definitely surprised me with that. Like I was talking to them, I think it was Tuesday, and they told me about the Jimmy Johnson. And then they said, oh, by the way, could you film a video of saying that and send it to us? And then they explained to me that there's going to be a little bit of a montage of the healthcare workers. So it was definitely just, it was humbling. And it was, you know, yesterday when I did all this, I can tell you that, you know, I represented all of Henry Ford West Bloomfield. It just wasn't my name above the car. If we could fit all of my coworkers' names above there and have them give the command, that's kind of how I felt about everything.
Where'd you watch the race, Michael?
I watched it at home with my son.
Did you watch it in that new camper that you got, like just pretending that you're in the infield?
once the state lockdown is lifted, it's in Ohio, the camper. So once the state lockdown is lifted, I will be able to go pick up that camper, and I'm looking forward to that day, because that's going to be a great day.
We're so happy for you yesterday. We've been happy for you throughout this whole thing, even before you were diagnosed. I mean, it's just been a great story, and it's a story that doesn't seem to ever end, so who knows what the next chapter is going to be for you.
You know, I'm just staying humble about it all. It's been quite the journey, and, you know, I'm so thankful and grateful for everything, and especially my son. My son, he has been so tough through this all. And, you know, he's 9 years old, and I never expected a nine-year-old to just be able to do what he's done. And that's why I just say you never underestimate kids and how strong they are.
Oh, very true. And you, too, for making it through and for all you do at the hospital and all your coworkers. Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you for having me again. It's been a pleasure. And thank you to the community for their love and their outpouring once again. It has just been nothing but just love towards us at the hospital. We cannot thank them enough.